Concours ECRICOM 2003. Épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 4. Give it a welcome. The 60th ratification of the treaty drawn up to establish the long-planned International Criminal Court is due early in 2003. With that threshold crossed, the court's creation will, at last, be assured, years sooner than anyone thought possible. Fulfilling a promise made after the Nuremberg trials more than 50 years ago, the court will provide a permanent forum for trying the world's most despicable criminals, mass murderers, war criminals, and plotters of genocide or ethnic cleansing, who have often committed their deeds, knowing that they would never have to answer for them. But the court's creation has begun a dispute between the United States and its allies, just as the Bush administration seeks cooperation in its war against terrorism and tries to rally support for action against Iraq. America has opposed the court ever since the idea was first approved by 120 other countries in 1998 at a United Nations treaty conference in Rome, and America's opposition has hardened under George Bush. Nearly all America's NATO partners, however, believe the court can be made into a valuable institution. In truth, and contrary to the fears of the American administration, the court is not aimed at curbing the legitimate use of force by America or anyone else. Americans opposing the court say that it will include judges and prosecutors from different countries, trained in different systems of law, using different notions of justice, and that some will not come from democracies. An even bigger worry is that the court might be used to restrain the military operations of the world's preeminent power, and perhaps to bring political prosecutions against its leaders. America's allies have not been indifferent to its concerns. Indeed, they have done their utmost to meet them, and also American lawyers and diplomats have played a central role in writing many of the court's rules and, crucially, the definitions of the crimes it will cover. It is important to note that America was the chief instigator and the biggest financial backer of the Hague tribunals where Slobodan Milosevic, Serbia's former dictator, is now on trial. In fact, it was America's success in winning support for the creation of those tribunals that persuaded its allies that a permanent international criminal court was feasible. The task now facing America's allies is to calm its fears by ensuring that, when the court is established next year, it actually operates as a responsible and effective institution, also demonstrating to Mr. Bush that the court could yet be a useful weapon in his campaign to bring about a safer and more civilized world by announcing to Saddam Hussein that if he commits further atrocities, they will seek to prosecute him. Mr. Hussein would mock at such a warning, but Mr. Milosevic also once laughed at the idea that he would ever have to answer for his actions before a court of law. Fin du texte numéro 4.